Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. As previously promised, the episode that follows is the third in my Yellow House Farm series. Joseph's explanation of effective methods of cooking authentic chickens moved me pretty much to the verge of tears. I hope you enjoy it too. So, now people are sort of moving from just urban farmers, that is, are moving from just wanting the eggs and the pet and the mental health benefits and all of that and the compost to really thinking about eating meat.
Yes.
Because that's inevitable.
Yeah.
And a little birdie told me that that you sort of know more about cooking chicken than a lot of some of these newbies who are raising their own chicken, and they like learn how to slaughter and stuff, but they don't really know what to do with the chicken. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with a freshly slaughtered chicken to really do it justice?
Well, you got to get an old cookbook, like an old Joy of Cooking, an earlier edition. You want to think, you want a cookbook that predates the 50s. If you can get a cookbook or no later than the 70s, because then you're dealing with the cookbook of people who actually were dealing with real chickens, if that makes sense.
Yes.
They were, those recipes, if you can get a cookbook from the 1920s, they're dealing with old chickens. So their recipes have to do with old chickens. There are four nomenclatural groupings. You have broilers, fryers, roasters, and fowl. And those four things, stewing fowl. So broilers, fryers, roasters, and stewing fowl. These four things are age groups. They're not sizes. They're age groups. And they tell you how to properly cook that bird at that age. So up to 13 weeks, a meat bird, something like a Dorking or a Barred Rock or a Sussex, these are birds that are for meat. And up to 13 weeks, what it is that muscle does in death, more or less, what it does in life. If it becomes stressed, it flexes. And people say, oh, that bird is tough. What that means is that it has muscle, it has muscle tone, and it became stressed, and the meat contracted. So a broiler up to 13 weeks is still kind of weak with very little muscle tone. And if you put it under a broiler, that hot broiler, that raw dry heat underneath the broiler hits the muscle. And even if it flexes, it doesn't have the strength to flex to the point of becoming tough. It's just not strong enough. So you can take a bird up to 13 weeks and put it on the broiler, put it on the grill, and you have to really work at it to make it tough because it is not strong. But after that 13-week point, maybe 14 weeks at the latest, you get into a bird that has more muscle tone. And if you try to broil, put a bird like that under a broiler, it will just flex. It will become tough. Okay? That bird is a fryer. And this is where you think about Southern fried chicken on picnics in July. And that's what it was about. Because you're going to have broilers in May and June and whatnot, but then July and August would come and you'd have fryers, and that's what that's for. It's for cold fried. It's not sauteed chicken. It's not throwing it on a frying pan just as such, like in a wok or what have you. It's old-fashioned frying in deep oils and making Southern fried chicken. That's what those birds are for. After, say, 18-20 weeks, you're crossing into roaster ages, where they need to be roasted. Now, you can dry roast. You can learn how to do it. It takes more skill. But if you want your basic roaster, if you think of grandma's oblong black with white speckled roasters with the lid on it, or those round cast iron Dutch ovens, nowadays you can get like a Le Creuset. If you have those, that specifically with a lid that fits, not tin foil on top of it, a lid that fits, then with a roaster, all you have to do, no matter what breed you have, as long as it's, say, 5 months to, some people would say a year. I'm going to say once you start pushing past 7 months, you're playing with it. By 8 months, you're really playing with it. You have this window, say 5 months to, say, 7 months, where it's a good roaster. If you slather it with butter or olive oil and make an herb rub and you rub that bird down, then you put it into this roaster, put in a couple of good glasses of wine, not a bath. You're just putting in a little wine into the bottom of the roaster and cover it. You stick it in the oven at 325 for 30 minutes a pound, and you'll walk away. You don't look at it, you don't baste it, you don't touch it. Those whole thing, those specific roasters, those are for old chickens. Those are grandma's old chicken things. And it just creates this sort of cycle of evaporation and condensation and steamy, yummy goodness. And you literally go 25, 30 minutes a pound times the weight of the bird, calculate it, put it on the timer, stick it in the oven, walk away, you take it out, and it's perfect. if you take that roaster and you try to do a fried thing or what have you, it's going to be tough. And then you go, oh, my chicken's tough. I'm like, no, you're just not cooking it properly. After that is what's called stewing fowl. And that's your chicken cacciatore, your fricassee, your coq au vin. Even the word coq au vin means rooster in wine. Because what are you going to do with a rooster if it's 3 years old? You're going to cut it up. You're going to lightly brown it without cooking it too long there. And then you surround it with wine and you put it in a simmer, in a stew. And the thought process, if you think about muscle being muscle, these are mature animals that are healthy and strong. And so just like humans, you get all stressed from your hard day's work. You go into a jacuzzi and you just kind of chill. And if you kind of chill, like, everything's okay. So the same thing happens with coq au vin. You take this old stewing fowl that's a 3-year-old hen or a 4-year-old hen or a cock you don't need anymore that you're replacing with a new cockerel, what have you, and you cook it in like coq au vin, or you just put in something 2-3 hours. You just sort of let a crock pot or a nice little mijote, a little stewing, and it's beautiful. So the trick with chicken, traditional breeds, is the right preparation for the right age, and then everything's delicious. So just start reading the old fashioned cookbooks, mm-hmm. and that's the key.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And there you have it. Be aware that Yellow House Farm maintains an informative website, yellowhousefarmnh.com, and a fun Facebook site where you can find out how to benefit even more from Joseph and Robert's expertise by attending their school, or at least get a hold of the amazing food they produce. Stay tuned for the final in the New Hampshire Profile Tour series, Steve and Amy of Living Land, host of Making Waves radio show, and host of Bucky's occasional visits to the region. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky.